Havi Li Mois Hamashiach, Mikdash in Mitzrayim, Winter 5752 Tafshinun Beis. In a year in which Hasidim have already seen so many unexpected Giluyim from the Rebbe, perhaps the sequence of almost nightly surprise Sichus is not actually such a surprise after all. But on Wednesday, Matzreish Chedesh Adar Aleph, the Rebbe offered unprecedented insight to an age-old issue. In a surprising twist, he brought this story into new light against the backdrop of its classical explanation. Speaking of all the stages in revealing godliness in our world, beginning with the Mishkan and culminating in the Mikdash HaShlishi, the Rebbe also counted Mikdash Chanya of Egypt as a noteworthy step in this process. Who was Chanya, and why is it indeed so novel an idea to ascertain that he takes part in this holy chain? The story of Chanya. The Navi Yishai describes, "Bayomahu yiyeh mizbeach laHashem be'eretz Mitzrayim." In fact, the Mishnah records an instance in which a Mikdash was built outside of Eretz Yisrael in Alexandria, Egypt. The events leading up to the construction of this Mikdash, as well as its halachic definition, are basis for fascinating Torah discussion. The Gemara describes the drama that unfolded in the aftermath of the passing of Shimon HaTzadik, who serves as a Kohen Gadol for 80 years. At the time of his passing, he instructed that his younger son, Chanya, replace him as a Kohen Gadol. However, the changeover did not run smoothly, as Chanya's older brother, by 2.5 years, Shimi, was jealous and sought out ways to disrupt the new heir to position of Kohen Gadol. Posing as having righteous intentions, Shimi approached Chanya and offered to teach him all the skills required for the job. Subsequently, he instructed Chanya to wear woman's leather clothing and a woman's belt and to stand on the Mizbeach in this manner. Shimi then reported to his older brothers that the Kohen Gadol had donned his wife's clothing on the occasion of his new appointment, as he had promised her to do so. As a result of Chanya's alleged misconduct and the disgrace it caused to the family's name, his brother sought to kill him. Scared for his life, he was forced to flee Eretz Yisrael altogether, relocating to Alexandria, Egypt. At the time, Alexandria was home to tens of thousands of Jews. In his new home, he built a replica of the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, replete with the Mizbeach and Karbon. He attracted a crowd of followers known as the Kvatzer, whom he mentored in carrying out Avodah. He was so successful that his Kvatzer group appointed him a Kohen of Hashem, and his replica Mikdash became a landmark. Even the local non-Jewish Egyptian population served Hashem at the Mikdash and offered Karbanis there. The Alexander replica Mikdash, under the administration of the former Yerushalmi Kohen Gadol Chanya, was in use for 200 years. Chanya's status in Jewish history. Halachically, such practice is strictly forbidden, as from the time that the Mikdash was permanently established in Yerushalayim, Karbanos may only be offered there. At any other location, sacrificing Karbanos is strictly prohibited by Halacha. Notwithstanding the Halachic prohibition, an argument ensued between the Tanaim of the Mishnah as to the intentions of Chanya himself. Rebbe Huda argued that though Chanya's actions were prohibited, he personally was a righteous man, and his intentions were pure. Animals sacrificed as his mikdash were offered to Hashem alone. The mayor disagreed, stating that Chanya's intentions were evil, and that he offered sacrifices at his replica mikdash to other gods. Holy intentions or not, an Egyptian mikdash is certainly beyond halachic boundaries, to the point that a Kohen who had served in Alexandria at Chanya's place was no longer eligible to serve Hashem in Yerushalayim, and was forbidden from doing any form of Avodah. Similarly, utensils used at Chanya's mikdash were considered unfit to use at the house of Hashem in Eretz Yisrael. In the view of Halacha, Chanya, the former Kohen Gadol in Yerushalayim, was shunned from his roots. His landmark institution considered a breakaway of sorts, and any form of supplies, human or vessel, banished from the chosen house of Hashem. The Rebbe's approach. When the Rebbe addressed the subject in the Sicha, referring to the above-mentioned saga of Mikdash Chanya, the Rebbe's take on the issue is in sharp contrast to the classic approach. Instead of stressing the negative aspect of this breakaway institution from the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, the Rebbe views the Chanya narrative in a very positive light, explaining how the function of the Mikdash in Egypt is very much in line with that of the Mikdash in Yerushalayim, the divinely chosen home of Hashem. For just as Hashem chose a dwelling place in Yerushalayim, the Egyptian Mikdash serves the same function, drawing down godliness into this world. In fact, the construction of the replica Alexandrian Mikdash is, in the spiritual sense, a fulfillment of the mitzvah to build a Mikdash, Ve'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'seicham. The very same commandment which refers to the building of the mikdash in Yerushalayim. First, second, and third. Moreover, the construction of a home for Hashem in the land of Egypt is beginning and preview of the final Geula. At that time, as the Navi Yeshaya states, Uvo ha'ovdim be'eretz Asher v'nedachim be'eretz Mitzrayim. Hence, beginning the process of revealing godliness in Egypt, specifically through erecting a home in which Hashem lives, in accordance with the above-mentioned opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the animals were sacrificed at Chanya with sole intent of serving Hashem, is very much the function of the third and final Geula, as the Pasuk clearly connects Geula with the redemption of Egypt. Regarding the negative view of Chanya as a halachically unacceptable breakaway, the Rebbe focused on its positive aspects. The function of the Alexandria replica, though halachically unacceptable, was very much the same as that of its lookalike in Yerushalayim, namely, a house of Hashem in which karbonis are sacrificed to him, to the point that its construction is in a spiritual sense a mitzvah, just as the construction of its Yerushalayim counterpart. Moreover, says the Rebbe, its construction began the process and provided a taste of the third and final Geula, spreading divine light in the land of Egypt.